This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on enhancing mutual cooperation between India and Malaysia. The participants are Skandaranjan Tayal, former ambassador, and Deeksha Saxena, Akashvani correspondent.
India established diplomatic relations with Malaysia back in 1957. There is a considerable goodwill for India in Malaysia at people-to-people level. There has been growing engagement in all aspects of the bilateral relationship between the two nations. Malaysian Prime Minister Dato Seri Anwar Ibrahim is on a three-day state visit to India. To discuss more on this, I am joined by Ambassador Skandaranjan Tayal. Ambassador Tayal, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Ambassador Tayal, what role will Malaysian Prime Minister's visit play in cementing India's Act East policy? And secondly, how do you view this visit in forging ties between the two nations despite a few irritants in the past?
First, I'd like to share with our listeners something about importance of Malaysia in East Asia and for our Look East policy. Malaysia is a country of 34 million with a per capita income of $13,000. So it is a relatively prosperous country. Human Development Index is 0.8, which is also very high. And our listeners may be surprised to know that till about 14th century, the whole Malay Peninsula, Indonesia and that whole region was Buddhist and Hindu. And only in 15th century onwards, it became Islamic. Then both India and Malaysia were British colonies in the 19th century until, say, about middle of last century. And after independence, the first Prime Minister, Dato Tunku Abdul Rahman, was a very good friend of India. And both in the 1962 war against China and 1965 war against Pakistan, Malaysia had taken an open position supporting India. But of course, the relations continued off and on. But as you said, there were some irritants with the previous Prime Minister of Malaysia, Dr. Mahathir Mohamad. And specifically on 2019, after the abrogation of Article 370 on Jammu and Kashmir by our parliament, question which is internal to India, Mahathir Mohamad, Prime Minister, had made some very wrong statements. So the relations were in a bit of a flux. But now this visit of Prime Minister Dato Seri Anwar Ibrahim, the foremost contribution would be that it would put the relations again on an even keel. And in the joint press conference, the Malaysian Prime Minister called our Prime Minister a friend and a brother. So that reflects that he is taking Malaysia-India relations will be taken in a new light, in a new direction, which will focus both on strategic cooperation and economic cooperation, with people-to-people exchanges being a very important dimension of the overall relationship.
Ambassador Tayal, as you mentioned about the cooperation between the two nations, today Prime Minister Modi and Prime Minister of Malaysia in a joint statement mentioned that the partnership between the two nations has been elevated to comprehensive strategic partnership from enhanced strategic partnership. For the benefit of our listeners, could you please explain the difference between the two and what are the reasons for elevating the partnership between the two nations?
When Prime Minister Narendra Modi was on his visit to Malaysia in 2015, the partnership was raised to enhanced strategic partnership, which really means that the level of strategic coordination, strategic cooperation would be enhanced, would be increased. But when one says comprehensive strategic partnership, that means the comprehensive view of strategic relations and strategic interests will be taken. And comprehensive would mean it would include economic, it would include defense, and it would also include financial strategic points and interests. So it is a 360 degree view of strategic concerns of both Malaysia and India by each other in a spirit of friendship and partnership.
Ambassador Tayal, we are speaking about the partnership between the two nations. It brings me to my next question, the trade ties. Trade ties between the two nations have been steadily growing, and since last year, the trade can be settled in Indian rupees and Malaysian ringgits. Today, Prime Minister Modi also highlighted other areas like new technology, semiconductors, fintech, defense industry, AI and quantum. I would specifically like you to delve on the semiconductors and AI. How can the cooperation be enhanced in these two areas?
Malaysia is a sort of medium developed economy, but their success has been that the Malaysian companies are very much part of global value chains in computer hardware. Many a time, if one looks at what we purchase in computers, some part would be made in Malaysia. And India is trying to be part of such global value chain. And of course, it's a national mission for India to make semiconductor chips. And in that, most often, original technology has not been with Malaysian companies, but they are very good in manufacturing and fabricating. And there is the computer chips. So there, they can be partners of India. And that is what the expectation is. Then on artificial intelligence and cloud computing and all these frontier areas of technology, India is planning ahead. India is creating capacities so that our startups, our entrepreneurs, our innovators are able to fully exploit the opportunities being given by these new technologies. And of course, all our neighboring countries, as well as the world knows, India has a certain capacity in information technology. Year 2000 onwards, people have come to realize that. So our friends like Malaysia want to be partners with us so that together we develop new technologies, and developing friendly countries like India and Malaysia do not depend on Western technology, American technology, etc., and are able to develop new technologies together and bring its full benefit to our people, to our populations. I think that is the thought, and on that, two leaders have thrown a searchlight for our entrepreneurs and our innovators to work together.
Ambassador Dayal, it was also announced that India's UPI and Malaysia's PayNet will be connected. How will it be beneficial for both the countries, in your opinion?
As you mentioned, it's very significant. Last year, RBI, Reserve Bank of India, and the Malaysian Bank have agreed that the export-import can be settled in Indian rupee and the Malaysian ringgit. Now, attempt of our government has been that when, say, Indian tourists go abroad, now 800,000 tourists almost went to Malaysia from India. So they will be able to pay there in the rupee debit card. So conversion will be only between rupee and ringgit. Whereas at present, if one pays then rupee to dollar, dollar to ringgit, and twice the exchange commissions are paid. So it will be a huge benefit to Indian tourists in Malaysia and Malaysian tourists to India when UPI becomes fully operational and acceptable to Malaysian banks, shops and other entities.
Ambassador Dayal, when we come back to the areas of cooperation, I'm not talking about today's Prime Minister's visit, but I just want to mention that recently both the countries had decided to deepen their bilateral cooperation in the agricultural sector. It is the area where both the countries are already cooperating. A particular emphasis on the oil palm cultivation and the integration of digital technology. So could you please highlight a bit more on the palm oil imports and other areas in agriculture sector where both the countries are cooperating?
Present, India imports almost 2.5 million tons of palm oil from Malaysia, and almost 20% of their total palm oil production comes to India. And Malaysia imports almost 200,000 metric tons of rice from India. Now, on one side, the effort is to go for more value addition and more process agricultural goods and products. It is the Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision to increase the income of Indian farmers, double them in a short period of time. And all these efforts for value addition and in food processing, Malaysia has some good technology and that can be used. So this is again an area where there is a lot of scope for future cooperation and collaboration.
Circling back to today's visit, Ambassador Dayal, the areas of cooperation, defense cooperation is one of the major area, and the relations between the two nations when it comes to defense has been steadily growing. How are both the nations furthering their defense ties, and why is it important in your opinion, considering the evolving situation across the globe and the complex dynamics of the South China Sea?
The elevation of strategic partnership to comprehensive strategic partnership implies that South China Sea and the issues related to other global matters would be very much a part of discussion between India and Malaysia. In South China Sea, the whole world knows that China has very unsustainable and ridiculous claims over the entire South China Sea. And it also claims Malaysian exclusive economic zone areas. And there is some friction between Malaysia and China on that score. So for this will certainly be part of discussion between India and Malaysia. But the basic point which perhaps India wants, Malaysia wants, that whole of East Asia must remain peaceful and tranquil. And the whole progress, prosperity of post-Vietnam War East Asia after, say, 1975 onwards has been because there has not been a major war or conflict in the entire East Asia. Some small conflicts within, say, Myanmar, etc., but they do not affect the prosperity of the region. So no country should be allowed to disturb this peace and tranquility and stability of entire East Asia. I think that is the overarching objective of all countries of East Asia, except for China, which wants to disturb status quo, which wants to take over Taiwan, which wants to enforce its illegal claims in South China Sea, which wants to pressurize India on Galwan, and whole world, whole entire East Asia should be conscious. It is one country, China, which is disturbing and threatening the peace and prosperity and stability of the entire region. I think that will be a very important message to be conveyed to Malaysia.
Lastly, Ambassador Tayal, I would like to bring your focus to the people-to-people contact and how education is playing a role in bridging the people-to-people contact. So today, again, it was announced that from 40 seats to now 100 seats would be allocated exclusively for Malaysian origin people or Malays under the ITEC scholarship for cutting-edge courses like cybersecurity and AI. How do you view this when it comes to enhancing the ties between the two nations?
I think it is very important, and as the focus is on new technologies, emerging technologies, artificial intelligence, etc., so it is important to create a pool of Malaysian experts who are familiar with India's capacities, capabilities, and direction in which India is heading. So these technical people or students or experts who will come and gain more education and expertise in India will act as a bridge between India and Malaysia for the future technologies. Also, one needs to note that there are about 180,000 non-resident Indians working in Malaysia, both at skilled and unskilled level. And in this meeting of our Prime Minister with the Malaysian Prime Minister, their employment opportunities, etc., were also discussed, and their welfare and their concerns were also highlighted by the Indian side. Another very important link between India and Malaysia is the 3 million people of Indian origin who are residents and nationals of Malaysia. That is 6.7% of their population. And our listeners will be very happy to note that these people of Indian origin are very connected with Indian culture, Indian civilization. Most of these are from South India, from Tamil Nadu. And there are 20,000 temples in Malaysia and 120 gurdwaras and all the Indian dances. And if you see on YouTube, so it is a very good feeling to see people of Indian origin doing well in Malaysia and being totally connected with our very rich and ancient cultural heritage and civilization.
In the coming days, we'll keep discussing India-Malaysia bilateral relationship. Thank you so much, Ambassador Tayal, for sparing your valuable time and giving us your insights on the subject.
Thank you very much. Always a pleasure.
You were listening to a discussion on enhancing mutual cooperation between India and Malaysia. The participants were Skand Ranjan Tayal, former ambassador, and Deeksha Saxena, Akashwani correspondent. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.